Georgia's Stetson Bennett, TCU's Max Duggan, Ohio State's C.J. Stroud, and USC's Caleb Williams were announced Monday as the Heisman Trophy finalists, the four quarterbacks who play for four of the top 10 teams, including three that will play in the college football playoff, will be in New York for the Heisman ceremony on Saturday night. USC's Williams is the betting favorite to take home the award, even after the Trojans were eliminated from the college football playoff following a loss to Utah in the Pac-12 championship game. Quarterbacks have dominated the award in recent years, winning 18 times since 2000 and taking home five of the past six trophies. Good morning. It's Tuesday, December 6th, and this is your SBJ Morning Buzzcast. I'm David Albright, filling in for Abe Madcore. Sports channels saw their distribution shrink significantly this year, according to the latest Nielsen estimates. All told, Nielsen says the number of subscribers to multi-channel video programming distributors dropped 5% from January to December this year. Here are a few of the takeaways. The big networks are down, like TNT and TBS, both 8%, ESPN 7%, FS1 and USA 6%. Medium-sized and small networks were hit even harder. BN Sports showed a 19% drop. Tennis Channel is down 16%. NBA TV and MLB Network both are down 12%. Speaking of league-owned networks, NFL Network's distribution story will be noticed by any company looking to take an equity stake in the league's media business. Its subscriber numbers were down 9% in 2022 to just 52 million homes. Distribution for TBS and TNT has fallen below ESPN and ESPN2. For years, the entertainment networks boasted higher sub numbers than their sports competitors. Even USA is only slightly ahead of ESPN. FS1 is in a dead heat with ESPN, with the Fox-owned cable sports network in 73.7 million homes and Disney's flagship sports network in 74.2 million. Two NBC-backed channels shuttered this year. NBCSN went dark in January when it was in 78.6 million homes, and the Olympic Channel shut down September 30th with a distribution of 47 million. In its cord-cutting monitor released last week, Moffitt Nathanson said rates of decline in pay TV accelerated to new all-time worsts in quarter three, and that the rate of decline for the total linear ecosystem stands at -6.2%. On the other side of the coin, NBCU CEO Jeff Shell said that Peacock has more than 18 million paid subscribers as of today. That's a nice bump from the 15 million it announced for the quarter that ended September 30th. It's mostly driven by programming migrated over from Hulu, plus sports and Universal Movies. The big question in all of this is where and when down the road will the past and future business models intersect? Nike officially has parted ways with Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving 1 month after the company suspended its relationship with him due to his posting a link on social media to a film that had anti-Semitic views in it. Irving is now a sneaker-free agent. The Kyrie 8 was slated to be released in late November. Irving had been under contract with Nike since 2014. Meanwhile, Grizzlies guard Ja Morant is in line to receive a new signature shoe at Nike in the near future, according to sources. The parties have been working on it for several months. In an effort to deter tanking, MLB's inaugural draft lottery is set to unfold tonight during the winter meetings in San Diego. The lottery, a component of the collective bargaining agreement reached by the league and the Players Association ahead of last season, will be broadcast exclusively on MLB Network at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. 18 teams have a shot at winning the number one pick in July's draft, with the Nationals, Athletics, and Pirates all possessing the best odds at 16.5% each. The draft's first six picks are determined by the lottery. MLB Network's Greg Amsinger is hosting the network's 30-minute program alongside Dan O'Dowd and Harold Reynolds. During the lottery, each of the 18 clubs will have a representative from their front office in the room, most of whom will be from the scouting department. MLB SVP of on-field operations Raul Ibanez will announce the order of the picks during the program. The MLB Network broadcast will show footage from the selection process involving a coded ping pong ball system, which will take place prior to MLB Network's reveal program. It's overseen and audited by PricewaterhouseCoopers. The MLBPA announced the opening of its first international office in the Dominican Republic. The union has hired a full-time manager, and stateside-based former players and staff will rotate into the office to work as well. It's located in the city of Santo Domingo. Most MLB players are from the U.S., but a large percentage of the international players are natives of the Dominican Republic. The purpose of the office is to provide support to players during both their playing and post-playing careers. MLBPA Executive Director Tony Clark said that the opening of the office demonstrates the union's commitment to protection and advancing the rights of international players. The MLBPA represents about 1,200 major leaguers and recently expanded its membership to about 5,000 by unionizing the minor league baseball players. And that's your SBJ Morning Buzzcast for Tuesday. I hope everyone has a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning.